morning, everyone. This is Jack, and this is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've started off my show this morning with the sounds of Laurel Halo's Abandon from her new album Atlas, which is one of the best ambient projects of this year. And today I have a little more ambient in store, some kind of minimalist stuff, and then a bit of spiritual jazz as well. Honestly, all kinds of great things. I'll be on and off the mic to gush about my songs over and over again. But yeah, keep it locked for the next hour. It's going to be some good stuff if you're not afraid of a 20-minute song every now and then. Anyways, once again, this is Abandoned by Laurel Halo from her new album Atlas, which is totally worth a check out.
Gently grows a magic lamp. make your dream come true. Little A knows a world of light shining throughout the lonely night. Love is waiting now for, love is waiting now, she chants.
For a sec and give my 2 cents just for fun. This is Little A's chant from the Pan-African People's Orchestra from a new archival release called 60 Years. And I've been listening to it all weekend. 60 years, I mean, kind of self-explanatory. It details 60 years worth of music from the Pan-African People's Orchestra, who are, from what I understand, a sort of free-flowing collaborative group that make spiritual jazz like this. And this track, I believe, is one from 1971, I want to say. I have the track from 1981 later as well. But yeah, it's just incredible sounds. Honestly, maybe my favorite project I've heard to come out this year. It's just very special. There's something, I don't know. You don't see a lot of musical collaborations that last for literal decades, 60 years. But yeah, definitely worth checking out if you have a little patience with longer songs. It's maybe 6-7 songs, but it's like 80 minutes long. But that's because, like this one, this is like 10 minutes long. They're just longer tracks. That's how jazz is. But I don't know. Hopefully you're enjoying this, because I certainly am. This is just one of the most stunning songs I've heard in a while. And the other song I have from them on the set list is also an absolute stunner, so keep it locked for that. Anyways, I'll be back on the mic in a bit, but I just wanted to share my two cents real quick while I had the time.
You know we're not open at that time. You might have to jump over the gate. She said, like an obstacle course, like a jungle gym playground, like this treasure on the other side. She didn't see the cage doors bolted, the sentence without the crime, so I climbed. You're actually being fed. But I'll be hungry all day, but I'll have climbed the cage to find common ground in a school. Too early to pick the crumbs off the table, too early to swallow leftovers, too early to pick skin off oatmeal, so I starved. You get money. That 19-year-old, the one looking to be rounded off with pennies in my sheets, that drowning small coffee cups and a sandwich when a sandwich can be carried, that 19-year-old that splits in a day, that can't stitch the holes in my pocket. You're getting enough. We used to teach children to assemble bikes, to put together their own dreams. We showed them how to whiz down any path they wanted, so I rode mine too. Even when death tried to take a chance on me, I rode with that 19-year-old.
Alright, that last track there was 19 Euro by Adjunct Ensemble from their album Sovereign Bodies Ritual Taxonomy. And this next song that's about to begin playing is Three by Powell and the London Contemporary Orchestra off the new album. Not new, it was like May of this year, maybe earlier. 26 Lives. As you can see, I'm kind of on my Wire magazine type beats today. But when am I not, you know? Anyways, this also comes as a perfect opportunity for me to announce that in every great radio show, there must be time for a PSA, and the PSA I've selected today is public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. You heard it here first. If there are any like any freshmen listening or any people who are not familiar with the area around Tufts and are new to it, let me tell you now, never take the T to Porter Square. Just walk. Just walk, unless it's like raining or snowing or something. If you need to go to Porter Square, just walk. It takes about the same time to get there on the T, all things considered, as it does to walk. And it's an alright walk, but it's about the same time. So just, you heard it here first, do that. Anyways, I don't really have anything more to say about public transit. I hope you've been enjoying this droning little Powell track behind me. This was from, he's a British electronic musician who sort of has moved into composition. with this project. I've decided I'm just going to talk over this whole track, by the way. But this album, 26 Lives, is one that he did with the London Contemporary Orchestra. And it's got all kinds of weird, minimal, sparse experiments on it. Some of it hits, some of it doesn't, but it's still pretty cool if you ask me. And now for my next song, I'm going to let it play. This is As Years Roll by Matana Roberts off of their album Quan Quan Chapter 3, which is a 12-part series of jazz albums that they're making. And only 5 are out so far, but I've been listening to the 3rd one a lot. The 5th one just came out. Anyways, yeah, I'm gonna quit yapping because this is a great one. So, I don't know, keep it locked for a little while longer if you want to hear more of what I've been playing. Alright, that was As Years Roll by Matana Roberts. They're a genius, that's all I can say. And for the next 20 minutes, you'll be listening to Love Is Everywhere by Pharoah Sanders. Absolute classic. If you haven't heard it before, I'm glad that I get to be the one who shows it to you. It's just a very special song. Alright, we still got some Pharoah Sanders rocking. And I don't know if I should admit this on air, but apologies to the person who just called me. I was in the bathroom and I came back and I was scrambling to take your call, and I think I got my wires crossed. So if you'd like to call back, feel free to. I will do my best to figure it out. If not, that's okay. Have a nice day anyway. Can the caller hear me right now? If maybe no. Sorry, if you can hear me, that's okay. Never mind. All right. So I hope those last 19 minutes were good to you. Love Is Everywhere by Pharoah Sanders. Who can beat that? And I have a little more Pharoah Sanders coming in the way of an Alice Coltrane track, Journey in Satchitananda, which prominently does feature Pharoah Sanders, one of my favorite jazz tracks of all time. Also, for those wondering, I did get the phones working, all is well. Shout out to the community member who just called me. And I'm 99% sure I didn't broadcast it on air. If I did, my bad. If not, nice. But yeah, I've got this and one more song for y'all, so keep it locked for about 15 more minutes, because my last song is one that I'm excited to share with everyone. Once again, this I'm gonna quit yapping because the song speaks for itself. I'd love to say that. Journey in Satchitananda by Alice Coltrane. Also incorporating some Pharoah Sanders in there. So yeah, enjoy. All right, that was Journey in Satchitananda by Alice Coltrane, which needs no context, introduction, anything. It is what it is, and that's beautiful. And I have one more song for y'all that I'm going to just get right into. The song that I'm about to play is Nation Rising by Pan-African People's Orchestra. This one's from 1981, whereas the one from earlier was from 1971, I believe. But this song has been just... it's been one of my favorites this weekend. You'll see why. And I'll be back on the mic in a bit to do my closing remarks, so don't miss me too much, all right? Now this is Nation Rising by the Pan-African People's Orchestra. right, I'm going to go ahead and make my final remarks today. Once again, this is Nation Rising by Pan-African People's Orchestra off their new archival release, 60 Years. And once again, this is Jack, and this is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you've enjoyed this one. I certainly have. If you're listening, I hope you have a great day. If you're not, I also hope you have a great day. And yeah, shout out to all listening. Shout out to Zach Randolph, Memphis Grizzlies legend. I wish they could take him out of retirement and put him back on the court because I love watching him play. That's really all I have to say. Come back next week for more tunes, or don't. Do what you want. I hope you have a beautiful day, and I'm going to let the rest of this song play out. You know what? Keep it locked. There's going to be good music coming after me. There always is. Have a nice one.
Creating a nation.